A new report by the state's Department of Environment and Natural Resources lists 143 of South Dakota's streams, lakes, and rivers as impaired or polluted. The DENR reports pollution in surface water to the EPA every 2 years. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Charles Michael Ray has more.
The Clean Water Act requires South Dakota's DENR to report to the EPA so officials can identify and track impaired water bodies. Pollutants can include mercury in fish and fecal coliform bacteria, and even excess dirt and mud that gets washed into streams from farm fields or feedlots. Paul Lorenzen is an environmental scientist with the state's DENR. Lorenzen says, in the big picture, the goal of the report is to ensure clean water for future generations.
Clean water equates to a lot of things. It equates to good habitat, and generally when you have good habitat and you have healthy populations, and that helps to support hunting and fishing, especially for future generations of South Dakotans.
Lorenzen says the DENR employs a number of practices to reduce pollution in water bodies in South Dakota. One is keeping natural habitat and grasses along the edges of lakes and rivers.
It is a practice that we definitely recommend as part of these watershed-based implementation projects, establishing riparian areas and stuff like that. It is a key practice that we definitely push.
A plan this year to give tax breaks to landowners who put vegetation buffer strips along waterways received a veto from Governor Dennis Dugard. The list of polluted lakes, rivers, and streams in the state is down from 2 years ago, when 166 water bodies made the report. Officials say the number dropped this year primarily due to changes in the criteria for what is considered harmful or impaired. The report on water pollution in South Dakota is open for public comment for the next 30 days before it's finalized. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.